You're listening to NewsRamp Leadership and Management. Today is Thursday evening, April 2nd, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com. News curation. Let's dive in.
Flatex DiGiro extends CEO Oliver Baron's board mandate early. Flatex DiGiro has extended CEO Oliver Baron's board mandate early until March 31, 2029. The supervisory board reappointed Baron's, highlighting continuity and stability in the company's leadership. Since taking office in October 2024, Baron's has driven growth through innovation and new product launches. The board expressed confidence in Baron's ability to continue the company's successful trajectory.
Forbo shareholders approved all proposals of the board of directors. Forbo Holding Limited shareholders approved all proposals of the board of directors at today's ordinary general meeting in Zug. Dr. Ilias Labor was elected as a new member of the board by an overwhelming majority. The dividend of $25 per share will be paid from April 13, 2026. Forbo is a leading producer of floor coverings, adhesives, and belts with a global presence.
Visery Health ranks among top U.S. prescription cards, providing millions of Americans access to affordable medications. Visery Health has been ranked among the top three prescription discount card platforms in the U.S., providing millions of Americans access to affordable medications. Since its founding, Visery Health has focused on making medications more accessible and affordable for everyone. Through its free digital prescription discount card, consumers can save up to 80% on thousands of medications at over 37,000 pharmacies nationwide, including major chains like Kroger and Walgreens.
Borne ISD remains one of only 31 districts in Texas to earn top A rating every year since accountability system began. Borne Independent School District in Texas has maintained its top A rating from the Texas Education Agency every year since the state's accountability system began, a feat achieved by only 31 districts out of over 1,200 in the state. Despite financial constraints, BISD excels with a 95% graduation rate in college, career, or military readiness, surpassing neighboring districts. Board Secretary Rich Sina highlighted the community's commitment to high standards and efficient use of resources.
So, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.